Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long running things behind the scenes here. Want to tell everybody that Tropical Storm Arthur has formed in the Gulf. And as tropical disturbances move across the Texas coast and into Louisiana, be bringing some heavy rain for us here in southeast Louisiana and also in Mississippi. Isolated spots could get intense flooding late tonight and into tomorrow. WWR is your official weather station, so keep it close by. And we're watching the development of the tropical system that's forecast to bring heavy rain to some areas that we all live in, flash flooding, possible gusty winds, and some potential coastal flooding. You know, if you're in a low-lying area, you know where you're at. Just be careful now. So keep it locked into the Big 870 WWL for the latest every hour on the hour and real time at WWL.com. And you can also download the Odyssey app so you're connected to WWL. Bob, we got to see the second day and the last day of the mandatory mini camps and our Saints mandatory mini camp practice sessions that we go through each and every day is brought to you by Cummins Marine Engines. Push more, pull harder, run longer. Bob, the thing that jumped out to me today, and I'll be honest with you, it was Bryce Lance, the receiver from North Dakota State. Two touchdown catches today.
Well, yeah, one in particular that was definitely the touchdown or the catch of the day. Yeah. So
one thing with him, he's straight line and he's fast. And everything that gets around him, he catches it.
Well, and he's not little. He's 6'3". How many times do you think people, when you're talking fast, are you going to say Trey Lance instead of, Bryce? Because you think of his brother. So definitely the good gene pool working there. It was very similar to yesterday and as far as situational. We looked at they were outside instead of inside. So one aspect of football they got to work on is punting the football. And Ryan Wright had a couple of them. I know that went like 65 yards. You know, he's the punter as came out of Tulane.
Former Tulane guy.
Yeah, was with the Vikings. It's going into his sixth year. So they mainly worked on that on special teams. And, talking to Coach Moore when, he talked to the team before the practice. That's the first time I've ever been associated with that the coach talks to the press, the media, before practice instead of after. Usually after the practice and you comment on what you saw at practice. But he kind of lays out the groundwork and the game plan and what they're going to do. And definitely still situational football and not so much two-minute. To me, that was a walkthrough. They didn't even have their helmets on. Yeah. So let's make sure, I guess, that'd be like a walkthrough. Are you lined up right? Or are you doing your responsibility without really
competing?
Do you
know what you're doing on the field?
Exactly. Now, red zone, that was a little more competition. Like you said, Bryce Lance. Definitely was the touchdown of the day. The two practices I've witnessed, Tyler Shuck hadn't necessarily been head and shoulders above Rattler throwing the ball. I mean, I'm not saying Tyler Shuck's not the starting quarterback. He is.
He's the guy. Yeah.
He is the guy. There's no competition. But to say you could tell the difference. It was almost like last year watching practice. Now, when the media's not there, Tyler Shuck might have had unbelievable practice. And you don't have the 1 and 2 receiver playing right now. Mike, out of sight, out of mind. But, Jordan Tyson was receiving punts. I don't know. He looked adjusting to the ball, catching punts.
And I watched him, too, Bob.
He wasn't giving, was he?
No, he was not participating in the 11 on 11s.
In the red zone period,
but in the individual stuff that we were doing, he was catching it too.
Okay.
He was on the field. So we got to see Jordan Tyson as a return man. And also he worked out, not in the 11 on 11s, but just sort of one-on-ones, throwing the ball. He was jumping up, making the catch. There was a guy in front of him that would throw his hands up. And just for him to adjust to catch the football. So I wasn't there day one with Jordan Tyson. This is the most I've seen Jordan Tyson out on that football field for the Saints.
Well, he's going to be judged what he does in a game that counts, even though obviously you want them there in training camp. And we'll see, because who he's going to be going against, a different competition. And when you're in a training camp period, even though it's not as physical as it was in years past, you are competing against different individuals in the NFL. You don't want to be embarrassed. Like when you're going to go against the Jaguar cornerbacks, you're going to go against the Rams, you're going to go against Dallas. You want to say, hey, you know, they're not getting to me mentally, where you're winning. It's human nature. If you're competitive, that you want to win in those type scenarios. So that's why I'm going to kind of hold my judgment and wait upon that. Now,
he looks the part. I'm going to just tell you.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
looks the part, and you can see he's talented. Just can he stay healthy? That's going to be the key to him. Also, for the first time, I think we saw all three, the first three picks in the draft. Christian Miller, I saw him working out. Yesterday, he was in some of the one-on-ones, more of sort of leaning in. Today was a little bit more active as a defensive tackle. But Oscar Delp, again, touchdown pass.
Yeah, it seems like these are 2 days in the OTAs, Mike, that we've witnessed as a staff, that he's heavily involved. He caught a touchdown in the red zone today. Bryce Lance, like I said, I thought that was the touchdown catch of the day in the red zone. Now, there was a turnover. Look at Jalen Ford. Mike, he's a fifth-round pick in 2024 in the draft out of Texas. To me, he's still like a backup linebacker and special teams. But, you know, you need those kind of guys. You got to have those kind of guys. But
on that play, Ty Chandler makes a good play. But he gets the ball stripped from him.
Yeah, yeah. That was the fumble on that play. I thought the play of the I guess on defense, there was the pass defense by Julian Blackman in the corner of the end zone where he incomplete. And you know that we used to Blackman making those kind of plays. Now with all the competition at wide receiver, be interesting to see. Mike, and we got him off waivers from the Bucs, Trey Palmer. You know, he left LSU, went to Nebraska, now he's going into his fourth year. He can run. And a lot of the highlights that we're seeing is not as guys that are going to be fighting to make the team, not necessarily the top-notch guys. Now, I think Oscar Delp, when you look at him, I think he's going to be right up there with Juwan at the tight end position. How much are you going to count on
him? I think the three of them. Juwan, Noah Fant.
Yeah, what he got from the Bengals.
And also Oscar Delp. And, man, Oscar's a big drink of water. You look at the number. You and I looked at one another. Who does he look like physically? Shockey.
Yeah, even the same number. Yeah, Jeremy Shockey. We all remember him. And Sean Payton coming over from the Giants. And, Mike, you know who? Alvin Kamara, he's been there. He ain't done anything. I mean, why, if you're not the alpha no more, why wouldn't you take reps? If you're trying to, isn't Alvin healthy? Well, they don't want him to get hurt, so then he could be getting that free money or something. See, why, to me, he's not competing? Did he have an unbelievable season last year? No. I can go over a handful of numbers that were so disappointing, and he was not the pass blocker that you need to be at running back if you're in on third down and you're not free releasing. But when you look at the competition, and then you're in that meeting room, you don't want no strife. And you know, everybody, when whatever Alvin says goes, no, them days are over. Now it's Etienne. Now you think about that, what they paid and invested in him. So, and you got a young guys that can still be influenced. They're not familiar with Etienne. Who are they familiar with?
They're familiar with Alvin.
Yes.
So he's definitely the number two. Ended our segment with this offense. Okay, everything's going to be about Tyler Shuck, but the number two guy, it's the straw that turns the drink, is Travis Etienne. You can see the way they've used him as a back and as a receiver coming out of the backfield. He's the guy.
But the reason why I said the young guys like Kendre Miller, Devin Neal, who's influencing them? They don't know Travis Etienne. They know Alvin Kamara. That's a big challenge for in that running back meeting room for the coach. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, so don't say, well, Bobby Abreu said no. I would not be shocked if Alvin Kamara's cut. I'm just telling you right now, watch, because I know how they want peace on the team. And we don't know a lot of times what goes on behind closed doors. And coaches, how they communicate and players and all that. Achane is the man. And so I think Alvin can handle that. He's getting what he's getting paid, $11, $12 million.
And he's handled in the past when he's been a dual backfield guy.
But I'm saying it's not like he was unbelievable last year. Why aren't you practicing? Carl Granis, Cam Jordan, he'd always be practicing. That's what I don't understand. Even if you have veteran guys, I understand a veteran day off. Would you take it a day off right now? You've had the whole off season. Now, if you rehab an injury, I understand that. But isn't Alvin ready to roll? I mean, that's going to be interesting what happens, I'm telling you, with Alvin Kamara. You remember what I told you today? Is that
okay, is there a true number two on this team?
Well, I'm going to bring that up. Now, taking advantage of opportunity. I don't know if he's definitely the guy, but you know, estimate. I'm telling you right now, nice run, good vision. I think he's hungry because he knows, man, I want to make it in the NFL. Alvin's already made it. So, no, that's going to be interesting, that running back meeting room and what occurs as training camp progresses.
And you see Ty Chandler, he got a number of touches today also, with estimate.
Who was yesterday the big back? I want to see what he
did. C.J. Donaldson, who made a really good catch today.
Yeah, Ohio State. I want to see what is he going to do in a preseason game when he gets his touches?
When we come back, we'll talk about it. C.J.'s built differently. All these other guys, they in that 5'9" to 5'11" range, 205 to 210. Man, you look at Donaldson. Okay, what, he's 6'1", he's 230 pounds. He's built differently than any of the other guys at that running back position.
No, Mike, I don't know. Some fans think I'd be crazy making that statement. No, and he's the all-time leading rusher in Saints history, Alvin Kamara. But you can't, if things are going right, you don't need anyone to disrupt the court. And I mean, I'm not saying Alvin's a bad apple, but if you're used to being that alpha all of a sudden, you're not the alpha, that's very humbling. And can you put yourself in that position? Now, you can say you're going to do it out in public, but then behind me, the who's talking who? Then maybe Alvin Kamara has something to do with Dennis Allen getting fired and all. Maybe a lot of people wanted Dennis Allen fired. But I'm just telling you.
Well, them phone lines will light up and them texts will light up for everybody that was in for that one.
They all start looking at all those things. This is 2026. How are we building this team? Who do we want to be a part of it? And it's not like the salary cap implications that, we can't cut Alvin. No, they kind of reworked this deal a number of times. So that'll be interesting.